Brad Cox is indeed with us now, and the man who is was in the spotlight both Friday and Saturday, and he'll continue to do so moving forward, I'm sure. Brad, welcome to the program, my friend. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. I know you've got a busy schedule, so I won't keep you long, but we've got four big wins to talk about, and it started with Aunt Pearl on Friday taking the Juvenile Phillies turf. First of all, Brad, four Breeders' Cup wins. You equal Richard Mandela's mark that he set in 2003. Just put that in perspective for me. When you hear that and you think about it, what goes through your mind?
It was an amazing weekend. Just, very, very, proud of our staff and our horses, and, very, very happy for our owners that, give us solid animals to work with. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to is this stock, and, we're blessed to have some very, very good stock, and they came in all the horses, not just the four that won, but the four that didn't win. They were all trained extremely well, felt very confident they had all run their races, and we were fortunate enough to get there with four of them, and it was a weekend we'll never forget. Those are memories that last a lifetime for sure.
Well, I know that she's just getting started with her career, but Aunt Pearl at this point anyway has the look of an absolute monster. How good is she?
She's good. She's really good. And she's kind of shown us of the mornings, leading up to her debut that she was good. Started to take her to Saratoga. We had the September meet here at Churchill, elected to start. I believe that was opening day here at Churchill in September. And we elected to just keep her home and run her out of our own stall. And it worked out well. And then we turned our attention toward the Jessamine. And, she showed up and put in three big efforts to start her career, and we really think she's a filly that can compete on the international level as well. So hopefully she'll get a little freshening, and hopefully she'll be around next year and maybe for a couple of years. The ownership group loves racing, and she's a special filly.
You return later that day with an undefeated colt by the name of Essential Quality, the son of Tappet, who goes on and takes the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. He's now a perfect 3-for-3. What do you see from him that makes you think, okay, let's start dreaming of some roses?
Well, he's obviously a very well-bred Godolphin and homebred. He's stamina, I guess, is the biggest thing that gives you the confidence moving forward that he would be able to get a mile and a quarter. He does have enough speed to put himself in a race like he did in the Breeders' Futurity, and he was able to break his maiden going three quarters first time out. So, very talented colt that, just really seems to have an unbelievable amount of stamina. He's shown that really since day one from the first time we breezed him. I mean, he came in great shape. Niall Brennan broke him and sent him to us and, came in with high marks, and he just continued on throughout the spring, summer, and fall. And he gives you a lot of confidence training just because it just really can't get to the bottom of him. I mean, he just really is a talented horse that appears to be a mile and a quarter horse.
Yeah, so much of the buzz coming into Saturday too, after you wrapped up Friday, was surrounding Monomoy Girl and an attempt to win a second Breeders' Cup Distaff and everything that she had to overcome to get back to this point. That was one of the great storylines. But before you got there, you sent out Nick's Go to win the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, and he's undefeated since you took over his training. And I'm thinking, okay, now Brad Cox is just showing off.
Well, he's a good colt. We had him last winter, and I knew a little bit about the horse. I think we ran behind him maybe in like the Ellis Park Derby, and obviously I remember him winning the Breeders' Futurity and running a big race in the Breeders' Cup here in 18 at Churchill against Game Winner. So, I mean, listen, it isn't like this horse just all of a sudden he was a grade one horse. He was a grade one horse when we got him. We picked him up from Blackwood Farm in Lexington or Midway. Robbie Medina was training him there at Blackwood, and he came into us in great shape. Very forward training horse, loved to train. And when you look down and see that he was eligible for the two other, then I thought, wow, well, what more could you ask for? I mean, this horse, if there's any meat left on the bone, I mean, he's gonna totally be tough in the spot, and he was. We were very excited about that race and his next work or two following that, and he came up with a lameness. We had to give him some time off. There was a surgery involved. We thought about retiring him, The timing worked out to where we were able to bring him back, and we thought, you know, if he's as good as he was, we'll march on with him, and he was. And then for him to be able to knock out the three other, then we thought about going in the ACAC. Churchill, I just didn't think it was quite the right move off the layoff with a large field. There was the three other then opening weekend there at Keeneland. I thought it made the most sense. And to tell you that I thought he would be a horse we were going to be pointing for the dirt mile, not the case. This was something we were – the three other thing was maybe a prep for like the Clark Handicap or the Cigar Mile or something along those lines. But with the way he performed at Keeneland and him being able to get into the dirt mile, you know, it all kind of came together very quick. And, you know, he rewarded the ownership group in a big way.
Brad, I'm literally about 45 seconds away from my final commercial break here on the show, but I had goosebumps watching Monomoy Girl do her thing in the Breeders' Cup Distaff.
Yeah, no, it was an amazing race, and, you know, the way she was training, you know, led us to believe that she was going to fire one of her biggest efforts ever, and I think she did. I think it was her best race to date, given, you know, she gave up some ground on maybe a racetrack that played a little inside bias, and she's very proud of her. She ran a huge race.
Brad, appreciate the quick visit. I know you've got things to get to. I'll let you go, but thanks for taking a few minutes here today, and congratulations, continued success.
Thanks for having me on, Mike, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.